Well, what's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. New Brazilian President Michel Temer is appealing for unity following a Senate vote to impeach and remove his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, for violating budgetary rules during her 2014 re-election.
Presente e futuro.
Mr. Temer, in a national address, acknowledged the challenges ahead with recession and political division, but he expressed hope to pass on a country that is reconciled, pacified, and growing. U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed hope that strong bilateral ties will continue under the new administration.
We're confident that we will continue the strong bilateral relationship that exists between our two countries as the two largest democracies and economies in the hemisphere. Brazil and the United States are committed partners. We cooperate with Brazil to address issues of mutual interest in the 21st century's most pressing global challenges. We plan to continue this very essential collaboration.
Ms. Rousseff called Wednesday's 61-20 Senate vote to remove her a parliamentary coup by an economic elite determined to undo 13 years of social programs that she said lifted millions out of poverty. She maintains her innocence. In Gabon, where incumbent President Ali Bongo was declared winner of Saturday's election, clashes erupted Wednesday in the capital, Libreville, resulting in the parliament building being set afire. The opposition, led by chief rival and veteran African diplomat Jean Ping, insisted it won the election, with both sides claiming fraud.
Bongo Ondimba Ali.
Gabon's interior minister announced the official results. It was a narrow victory, with Mr. Bongo receiving just under 50% of the vote, Ping getting just over 48%. The outcome, which the U.S. and European Union decried as flawed and lacking transparency, extends decades of Bongo family rule. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican